Before I talk about my fee, let me just tell you that $60, $90, $100, even $120, these are absurdly low fees to come out in the San Francisco Bay Area in particular. And how do I know that? Well, I've been doing this for 30 years, and my very first job charged $60 for the first half hour and $60 per whole hour after that. And that was 30 years ago in 1990-something or other. Well, to this day, companies will come out for $60, but that's not because it now reflects any kind of real price or structure or anything logical. It's just bait. They know that everybody and their brother is going to ask, how much is it to come out? How much is it to diagnose? And they just give you some low fee, and that's all they will tell you. Try to find out what they charge for repairs. Go to their website. See if they have a whole list of prices of different repairs like I do. It's just you'll get no information out of them whatsoever, because the second they start telling you that information, you're going to hang up. So you call them up for $59. You need a very basic circuit board in your furnace. They charge you $1,000, $1,200. Meanwhile, I come out for $200, and oh, that seems really expensive. But if you need that same circuit board, I might charge you $650. So I charge $150 more up front and $400 less in the end. And that's how this trade works. So why $200? You know, where did I come up with that number? Well, basically, that is the lowest amount that makes me content. And you want that. You want to pay that amount, because this is not going to be most situations. So please don't get your hopes up. But let's just say I go out and it isn't working because somebody turned the fuse block to the off position. That happened just a few months ago. Well, for $200, you know, people go, well, that's an easy $200. You're a crook. It's like, no, I had to drive out. I'm an expert. I'm sorry we couldn't figure out the fuse thing on the phone. I often try, but that's the amount where, okay, I'll put the fuses on. I'll take some readings. I'm content. Because let me tell you, if I was charging $50, that's a ripoff. That's a ripoff to me. It is not worth my time to go to your house. So you want a minimum amount that will make the contractor happy, that if it's the simplest thing in the world, they're happy to do that simple thing and be on their way. And nobody is happy with $50. And so if they go out for $50 and they find upside down fuses, yes, I know there are exceptions. There's always exceptions. You may have 10 great stories, but if you do, you're play the lotto, because most people don't. Most people don't ever learn that it's just an upside down fuse for $50. They're told they need all sorts of this, that, and the other. They may as well buy a new system. But if they repair it, they're going to put in some parts that's not needed, charge you $500 or $1,000, turn the fuses upside down while you're not looking, because, you know, they glare at you if you watch them. And they're happy. And it all started with that $50. That's how it starts. That's how the manipulation starts, is to tickle your ears with something that seems cheap. And it ain't. You know, these companies charge $400 an hour, $500 an hour. I have a relative who works in a different state. That company charges $600 an hour. But they don't tell you this. Of course they don't. You know, call any company and say, hey, what's your hourly rate? And you're going to find out they don't have one. Well, that's not true, of course. You know, every flat rate company has a hourly rate. I mean, how else do I figure out what a repair is going to cost, except with time and materials formula? There is nothing else. But they're not going to tell you their time and materials formula. They'd be crazy to do that. Because, you know, so they call it their internal hourly rate, and it's hidden from you. And the repair prices are hidden from you. Ask them what a simple motor changeout. You know, I've done blower motors and furnaces. There's a particular motor that's super common. I've done it 1,000 times, literally, I'm sure. Well, maybe not 1,000, 500. You tell me where your furnace is and access to it and a little bit on the phone, and I'll just tell you, yeah, it's going to be about this much. Try to get that information out of them. Why won't they tell you? Because they know if they told you, you would suddenly realize I am cheap. You know, me, John, high performance heating and air. And I'm not. I mean, I'm not cheap at all. You know, you look at the price list, that's not cheap. And there's a few contractors who are cheap, and I've never met one that was cheap and good. But most of them are incredibly expensive and just start cheap to fool you. And in some cases, the diagnosis is supposed to be cheap, right? Like, you know, $50 to diagnose. Sometimes you find out then it's not even a real diagnosis. I am not kidding you. How many times I've done second opinions where I go out and some company charged $50, $99, whatever, and the guy just goes, oh, it's shot. You got to buy a new one. And I ask the customer, well, what did they diagnose? And they literally can't tell me because there was no actual diagnosis. And this is especially true when it comes to Freon leaks, you know, refrigerant leaks, Freon, Puron, whatever refrigerants are coming down the pike. If you're low on refrigerant, you got a leak, and finding leaks can be very difficult and time consuming, not always, but just go ahead and ask them, hey, does that $50 include actually, you know, let's say you think you're low on refrigerant and you think you have a leak. Ask them, hey, are you actually diagnosing? Is that $50 diagnostic a true diagnostic? Are you going to tell me where the leak is? The answer is 99% of the time, nope. Their diagnostic, quote unquote, is you're low on refrigerant. Oh, you want me to find the leak? Well, it's an extra $1,000. Well, that's the game. Okay, so this is a very unstructured audio, just kind of ranting. But you got to realize you're getting played by, you know, $59 fees. So just be wise to that. Realize that in the end, I tend to be the least expensive because I'm just going to fix it. I'm not going to sell you something new. I don't even sell new machines anymore. I'm just going to fix the dang thing. And sometimes a willingness and desire to fix is the cheapest way in the end.